I said yesterday that we were saved from something to something. You were saved from the lake of fire to the eternal kingdom of the Son of God. That's what you were saved from and into. You aren't saved just to go to heaven, but to live a productive life here whilst on earth, and then to reign and rule with him for eternity, because God plans for eternity. I've said it before, nothing is an afterthought with him. He isn't standing up there biting his nails full of anxiety in case we don't pray for correctly for what he wants to do. He is the sovereign ruler of the universe, the creator of all things, not some things, and he holds all things together by the word of his power. Hebrews 1:1-3 in the Message. Going through a long line of prophets, God's been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. The Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. In him you live and move and have your being. Hard one, I know, but you draw your next breath because his word goes forth and sustains you. Now that's something to thank him for right there. Alignment is something we need to look at from time to time, because it's so very easy to get out of alignment, out of focus, and find ourselves losing that eternal perspective. Let me give you God's upcoming events. The next major date on his calendar is the catching away of his bride, or the rapture as it's sometimes called. Sorry if you thought the next event was a second coming. It isn't. The next event could be much closer than you think. He could come while you're reading this. Now there's a thought. Have you ever taken time to consider the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins? The doctrine of imminency, which is what I'm talking about, is something we rarely hear about these days. It isn't popular. Thinking about our eternal state isn't popular either, locked as we are into the here and now. This is a satanic strategy to keep you earthbound in your thinking, beloved. God wants you fit and ready for his Son when he comes to collect his bride. That's what all these messages are about, a thinly disguised attempt to prepare you for your bridegroom. Your Father plans for eternity. From the Garden of Eden, he's been seeking a bride for his Son, one who will love him and who will be a fit companion for him. Beloved, you have an astonishing future ahead of you, of which we currently only have a glimpse. You have been chosen with all foreknowledge to be presented to him on that day as his glorious bride and co-regent for eternity. That was not Adam's inheritance, but it's yours. It makes it worth taking stock of where you are and what your priorities are, doesn't it? When we get an eternal perspective, everything else pales into insignificance as we stand open-mouthed in wonder that the Creator of the universe should set his love upon us in such a way and want us to share everything that he has. That's what it is. He wants us to be part of the eternal Godhead, part of the community of heaven, that which always has been and always will be. Now that is some inheritance.